Armed American Radio's Daily Defense.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense, because they don't want me to, that's why I do it.
Presented by X Insurance.
X Insurance.
From the GunBroker.com studios on the Car Arms Platinum Microphone.
They're never going to stop us here.
Here is your host, the loudest conservative voice in America fighting the enemies of freedom, Mark Walters.
I just can't do a thing with my hair today. It's one of those days. Welcome inside Armed American Radio's Daily Defense, GunBroker.com studios, the Car Arms Platinum Microphone. This RE20 from EV is lit up and ready to rock and roll. And you know what? I've got a monster cast lineup for you today. All of it being brought to you by X Insurance. Oh, I've got so much fun stuff to tell you about that in the coming couple of days. Everything's coming out of the woodwork. But today we've got, thanks to X Insurance and all of our fine sponsors here, we've got really truly a monster cast lineup. And because this is the fastest hour in radio, let's jump right over to the Washington Free Beacon's Stephen Gutowski, who joins us on the air today. Stephen, how the heck are you, man?
Hey, I'm doing pretty good. My hair's actually looking fantastic, so I'm excited
really
to hear about yours.
Yeah, you know, well, you know, I kind of feel like a 2.5 men. And I saw one the other day, and Charlie Sheen was saying to John Cryer, his brother, in the show, he says, well, he gets his haircut at, you know, like barber school, university or something like that, where they give free haircuts. And that's kind of, mine's getting really long here, and I'm kind of feeling like that. I'm looking at myself on camera, and I'm thinking, yeah, you know what? Who cares, right? It's just social media, right? Is that what it is? This is Facebook and Twitter. Let's talk about that for a moment, Stephen. Hey, can somebody get Stephen up on the board for me here? There we go. All right, good. I want people to see your ugly mug and that beautiful haircut. It's not an ugly mug. Just kidding. Stephen, of course, reporter at the Free Beacon. Stephen, let's talk a little bit about Twitter. Let's talk a little bit about Facebook, who are actively, clearly now, neck deep in censoring conservative politicians, censoring any conservative message that is in any way detrimental to the Biden campaign. Of course, we're talking about the fourth largest newspaper in the country, the New York Post, and their story on Joe Biden. These are organizations that had no problem with everybody tweeting fake Russia, with everybody tweeting the Steele dossier, which has been proven time and time and time after time to have been faked. Hillary Clinton and the rest of the Democrats, everybody throwing this stuff out at Donald Trump during the 2016 campaign, from 2015 on when he came down the stairwell. The whole thing is a mess. And now you have calls for subpoenas to Jack and to Zuckerberg and everybody else. And what I'm about to tell you goes against every conservative grain in my body, so I'll hold off on it until I hear from you. But someone who's involved in the media neck deep like you are, what do you think about what's happening, brother?
Well, I mean, certainly what Twitter and Facebook did in response to the New York Post story is really taking things to a new level here in terms of, censoring is a fair word for it. They blocked anyone from sharing links to the story and suspended mm-hmm. people for doing it, including, the White House press secretary, a major Politico reporter. You know, they really went after anyone who shared the story at all, which, you know, you can debate mm-hmm. the merits of the story or the sourcing or whatever. But that kind of reaction not only is very extreme in terms of how they had been handling things previously, but also, like, it brings much more attention to the situation, sort of that Streisand effect people have talked about on the internet for a long time, where mm-hmm. you try to cover something up, it's really just going to make people more interested in finding out about it. So whatever they're trying to accomplish with it isn't working. And you know what it reminds me of, actually, comes from the gun world. It's a story that I think a lot of people didn't, you know, outside of the gun community didn't pay a lot of attention to at the time, but CODISFreeSpeech.com was a project by the Firearms Policy Coalition back in 2018, mm-hmm. which posted gun blueprints, gun schematics, as like an act of free speech.
Right.
And Facebook completely blocked the sharing of that link altogether. You could not share it at all, you know, usually they try to do like, oh, we'll limit the reach of this thing, right, this thing or that thing or whatever. But, you know, going back to that, they started really completely blocking people from being able to share a specific URL. And that, and you're seeing that again now.
Yeah, well, I got a little bit neck deep in this thing today or before, because I tried to share that before I realized what was happening. I found out at the exact time and I was getting that weird message. And I thought it was saying that, oops, something went wrong. Let's try that again. And that's when I began getting alerts and seeing what was happening. I got to be honest with you. You know, I depend on the First Amendment to make a living. You depend on the First Amendment to make a living. I depend on the Second Amendment as well. They're tied together. You write about it. You know, one of the nation's go-to journalistic experts on the topic, no question about it. And when I see things like this, because you see, I don't care what the speech is to me. The First Amendment is there to protect speech that's not popular. All right. If it didn't, our republic wouldn't stand. That's the cornerstone of being able to debate. Idiots can say stupid things and we can call them idiots for saying stupid things. Does that make sense?
Certainly.
Okay. When someone like Jack Checkmark and Zuckerberg, who control monstrous, monstrous platforms that are now acting almost as utilities in this country, can stifle that free speech, something has to be done. And I hate to use this word as a conservative, but I can defend my position easily on it. But it's high time these platforms face some sort of regulation. And the code section 230 that eliminates their immunity and treats them as editors, I think it's high time that at the very least that has to happen. What do you think?
I wouldn't necessarily agree that we should change section 230 because I mean that would have such a wide effect on, basically you could sue any website for hosting a third party, the content from a third party. And so I think it'd be hard without those protections for anything like the social media companies that exist today to exist at all. Now, I do agree with you, though, that there's significant issue at play here in terms of how these social media companies monitor their content or moderate it or censor it. And, you know, there's such clear double standards going on that it is a big problem. And I think that oversight is not an irrational thing or an unconservative thing to want in this case. You know, there are going to be subpoenas sent out by the Senate right, to bring in these guys to have them justify why they're doing things the way they are. You know, Jack said he was disappointed in how they handled this, but they haven't changed the fact that you can't share that URL.
Correct.
You know, so I think that oversight makes sense, and that it's perfectly legitimate to complain about how these companies have enforced their standards. I mean, and then some of the standards, like the ones they pointed to for why they did this, would affect a lot of journalism on all sorts of topics. I mean,
well, it's unparalleled. It's never happened before. We've never seen anything like this. We've never seen anything like this in the form that you're in now. Go ahead.
Yeah. They're saying that you can't post, you know, they have a company policy on hacked materials, which sounds reasonable on the surface of, you know, of course you don't want someone's private information, just a normal individual, right, to be hacked and sent, you know, plastered on Twitter. And that's a problem that they should deal with. But when you're talking about that in terms of a legitimate news story, I mean, that would go, you couldn't share the Pentagon Papers. You couldn't share, right, you know, the tax returns that the New York Times just reported on for Donald Trump. Yeah. There's all sorts of things that, especially when it comes to government secrets that they don't want made public, that Twitter now, if you broadly read their policy, well, you know, would say that you can't put on there. But of course, they're not enforcing the rule that way. They're only enforcing it in the case of this New York Post story.
Yeah, you see, I believe 230 can be rewritten and be directed and laser focused at these individual types of platforms. And I think we can protect the other platforms by holding those truths to be self-evident, if that makes sense. I think we can do both. I really, truly do. And I think we need to take a look at it, because what you have now is not, and, you know, I could make the argument, oh, not enough time now, we're going to take a break. But the television networks, lies of omission, where the TV networks get it right is they just don't tell you. They just don't talk about it. They just completely ignore it. And you don't get the story at all, versus what we're seeing here in this exchange of information in these social media platforms. This is very dangerous stuff, listeners. Extremely dangerous stuff. We're in uncharted territory. Back with Stephen Gutowski for one more segment. Don't go away.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believe in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes, forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Leadslinger's Whiskey was founded by seven combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Leadslinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadslingersWhiskey.com today.
Hey guys, in a crisis, communication is critical to survival. Without power for your phone and other devices in an emergency, how do you alert emergency responders or call friends and relatives to tell them you're safe or call them to see if they're safe? These are the actual questions that many people had to answer after the destructive derecho storm swept through the Midwest, the derecho storm. And it doesn't take a derecho storm to get there. Snow, ice, wind, earthquakes, fires, everyday accidents, they can knock out power in an instant without any warning. That's why we shouldn't have been surprised when the Extreme Power Bank became our best seller over at Pulse TV for 2020. But even we were in shock to have sold over 15,000 in under 3 days. Our customers couldn't get enough. Good news, our Extreme Power Banks are now back in stock. But if these sell out again, it could be months before we get more in stock. If you're ready to take charge and look out for yourself and your family, visit PulseTV.com/armed. That's PulseTV.com/ARMED. You'll be glad you did.
It's well known that we live in a world where even good police officers can become targets for frivolous lawsuits. At X Insurance, we provide liability insurance for police officers to eliminate your exposure and to protect you. We're the very best at what we do, and we've been doing it for more than 40 years. We offer same-day quotes and solutions, so call us today or have your insurance agent call us. But call today, and let's get that target off your back. For more information, visit xinsurance.com. That's xinsurance.com.
Helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today, and now Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, wants to give back to you, my listeners. You can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. Mike heard me talk about his pillows on air and joined us on Armed American Radio. I'm getting a much better night's sleep, and you can get deep discounts on MyPillows, mattresses, toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, right now they're bringing back the buy one, get one offer for the MyPillows. That's right. Buy one MyPillow, get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free for the MyPillows. Enter promo code AAR or call 800-978-9358 for these great radio specials.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Car, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics, Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Car Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
This upcoming segment of Armed American Radio is being sponsored by GunBroker.com, the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammo, and related accessories. That's GunBroker.com. Welcome back to the show. Welcome back to the show indeed in the GunBroker.com studios on the EVRE20 Platinum Car Arms microphone. Gotta love that. And all of this is being presented to you today by X Insurance. If you're watching on the live stream, so is my Talladega straw hat. I'm digging this. You know, if I'm going to mess with my hair, I might as well change hats during the breaks. Give you something fun to look at if you're watching the live stream. You can watch it live from anywhere and around the world. Facebook.com/Armed American Radio, except Facebook doesn't tell you all the time. They throttle this program. They don't let the nearly 100,000 Armed American Radio organic fans know that the show is on. So you have to know it. So spread the word and just come here. You don't need Zuckerberg and his clowns to tell you that. Let's see if we get locked out today since I'm talking about them, because you know they're listening to us. And they don't like what we're talking about now either. I'm talking with the great Stephen Gutowski over at the Free Beacon in Washington. Stephen, something else that's popped up today, also more breaking news. It'd be right before we went to airtime, Scully, who was supposed to moderate the quote-unquote phony fake news town hall between Biden and Trump this evening, lied about his Twitter account being hacked. You knew that coming right out of the box. You knew that was going to happen because he was trying to play middle of the road. These people are not middle of the road. You know, we've got them on social media for years, retweeting stuff, making stupid comments, you know, drunk tweeting in the middle of the night, getting themselves in all kinds of trouble because they're too stupid to figure out that once it goes out there, they can't get it back. Even if they delete the comment, it's already been grabbed. All right. And now Scully's out there trying to convince everybody he's not biased. He is biased. And when you look at what's happening at Twitter, when you look at what's happening at Facebook, and you see the networks, I loved seeing Trump today in Greenville, North Carolina, literally pointing out at the media today, calling them fake news, you know, calling them the enemy of the people, the crowds cheering. You know, that's what the people love about Donald Trump, because he's so plugged in to the way we all think. So when you see something like Scully, and you're a journalist, and this guy's trying to masquerade as you know, middle of the road objective, this is a joke. Does it bother you that your profession, that there are so many people that are so disingenuous in your profession? Mine too, I might add.
Certainly there's, I'm bothered by when people are dishonest, like Scully was in lying about being hacked. And I'm also bothered when the president says the media is the enemy of the people, as much as I'm critical of many parts of the media. Certainly there's plenty to go around in terms of my displeasure at my fellow reporters and at, elected officials and so forth.
Yeah, it's painful, man. And you know, I saw people like Bush and others that just said, you know, it's just the way it is. We have to accept it. No, we don't. We don't have to accept it. We shouldn't have to accept it. You know, I was a product. I was born in 1962, so I age myself, right? But I got to be honest with you. I remember watching, you know, what's his face, Walter Cronkite, and I watched the transition with Dan Rather, and I saw the bias in Dan Rather far more than I did when I was younger in Walter Cronkite. And if you go back and look at some of those pieces, Cronkite, for the most part, did a pretty good job of keeping himself, you know, somewhat in between the ditches. Dan Rather was, you know, all over the road, and it was obvious. And they denied their biases, Stephen. For so many years, they denied that they were biased. And, you know, they had people scratching their heads. It was the old tell them the lie, you know, long enough, they're going to wind up believing it. But you couldn't. You'd scratch your head and you'd think, well, wait a minute. You know, it became obvious. Let's make up words. Obviouser and obviouser and obviouser as time went by, to the point now that they don't even try to shake it. They just wear it with a badge of honor. And it's very clear to anybody that's cognitively thinking at all that they're clearly in the camp for the Democrat Party. Doesn't that make the whole process inherently unfair, quite frankly?
I mean, certainly I agree that there are people like that in media, especially in, you know, cable news.
Sure.
Especially in the parts where people are out mainly trying to make a name for themselves more than they are trying to, you know, report the news.
Right. Oh, sure.
Which is sort of central to the whole concept of journalism. And there, you know, there's, and I am commonly critical of people like that. And I'm commonly critical of reporters who are uninformed on topics like guns mm-hmm. when they go to report about them, because that is a huge problem. It's a credibility problem for the whole industry. And you can understand why people, you know, throw up their arms and say, you know, they're all bad and none of them are worth listening to. Obviously I don't believe that part, but I can understand why people get to that conclusion for sure.
Yeah, it's hard not to. You know, I'm very cynical. You know me. You've spoken on panels with me. You know my whole shtick. I can't stand them. You know, I don't like anything. I hate it all. I hate the inflections in their voices. Try to watch Jane Pauley on a Sunday morning. I did that last week. Oh, my God. It was very difficult. I just, after 60 seconds, I couldn't stand it anymore. I just turned it off. It's just so. But see, I have an answer to that. I know this is fixable. When you're talking particularly broadcast journalism, Stephen, this can be fixed. And you alluded to it in your previous statement there and probably didn't even catch it. And what I mean by that is part of the problem here is because, see, I believe that there are certain words that don't belong in the same sentence together. Career and politician don't belong together in the same sentence, right? Another one that doesn't belong, set that doesn't belong together is news personality. Because what happens is when you've got somebody that's getting famous, it's no longer about the news. It's about that person being famous and their career. So here's how you fix the problem. Networks ought to change anchors out every 7 days. So nobody has a chance to become a personality. There's no way they should be getting multi-million dollar salaries. They should be reporting the news strictly across the board, period. And they ought to have, as the people doing that, they ought to have the editorial ability to change what's in there if they don't like, if they don't believe it's objective. But get rid of the personality aspect of it. You know what you got? You got a newscaster, for crying out loud. Who knows? Nobody's going to take my advice, but I throw it out there anyway because I can. You know what I'm saying? Stephen, real quick, before we have to go, ACB, if I said yesterday, if she ever decides to write a rap song, she can make a ton of money by moving under the rap name either MCACB, as somebody suggested yesterday, or the Notorious ACB, because she skated around those Democrats with a superior intellect that made every one of them look stupid in my book. I'd love your thoughts.
Well, you know, obviously for me, the most relevant part was when they were talking about guns, which did come up quite a lot.
Lot. Yes, it did.
They talked about her ruling or her dissent in Cantor v. Mm-hmm. Barr a lot, which, you know, I've written about a number of times at the Free Beacon. And, you know, I actually thought that some of those exchanges produced some pretty good insight into, you know, her thoughts that, you know, you watch some of those exchanges and you get a pretty good summary of what she said in Cantor v. Barr in terms of mm-hmm. how she's going to decide gun cases, which is really important because she appears to be an adherent to, you know, the text history tradition standard for gun cases, which most likely means that the court at some point, because Kavanaugh is the same way, and I think Alito and Thomas are as well, and it's like it's going to have major repercussions for gun cases going forward in that they'll probably see a lot more laws overturned.
You are absolutely correct. Stephen Gutowski, The Free Beacon. Google him, Stephen Gutowski, Free Beacon, and read everything that he has to say. Stephen, thanks for jumping in on the weekday show with me. Can't wait to get you on a weekend show again in the near future. Stephen Gutowski, Free Beacon. We'll be back with Brad Primo, Led Slinger CEO. Don't go away. Thank you.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
Car, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics, Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Car Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convor Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but necked down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
Hi, it's Mark Walters, your host of Armed American Radio. If your company sells only the highest quality products and you're looking for a way to reach these listeners, you're talking to the right guy. Armed American Radio has a package available to fit every budget, from startup to the seasoned advertiser looking for that perfect way to reach this massive audience on roughly 250 stations in the top markets in the nation. We're everywhere, and the show continues to explode across the country after 10 years. Together, we can help you reach a highly engaged and extremely knowledgeable audience. To hear your brand on this huge radio program for less than you ever thought possible, and to speak directly with me, reach out to CCW Broadcast Media LLC right away at mark@armedamericanradio.org. mark@armedamericanradio.org. And together, we'll bring your brand to Armed American Radio listeners and keep this powerful voice for gun rights on the airwaves. Again, to speak directly to me, reach out to me at mark@armedamericanradio.org. That's mark@armedamericanradio.org.
Defender Coffee was created by patriots for patriots. It's coffee for Americans devoted to defending the Second Amendment. It's coffee for Americans who understand that if you don't fight for your freedom, you lose it. That's why Defender Coffee donates profits to gun rights organizations that fight to defend the Second Amendment. When you drink Defender Coffee, every single cup defends your right to keep and bear arms. Visit DefenderCoffee.com today and get free shipping when you join the coffee club. DefenderCoffee.com.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Indeed, yes, you are back inside Armed American Radio's Daily Defense, GunBroker.com studios on the EVRE20 Car Arms Platinum microphone, and all of it being presented to you by X Insurance. Have you contacted X yet, or have you contacted who you think you have coverage through and asked questions and learned anything yet? You need to do that. And we're going to be talking about that in coming days. Great information for you. But I have a policy now that's double what you think you might have and don't even know it. More about that in the future. I'm being a little cryptic, right? That's okay. I know a little bit about it, and I'm looking forward to talking with you about it. But all of this being made possible by X Insurance. If you're watching on the Facebook stream, I understand maybe we got cut off there briefly, but here's the deal. If you're watching on the Facebook stream, you can see I'm wearing a hat that says Trump two-way deplorables. And there it comes back, Trump two-way deplorables. I got it from a roadside stand. It was a lot of fun. If you're watching, I'm switching hats in between breaks. Hey, my next guest is a regular. We couldn't do the roundtable without him anymore, but we're going to have to this weekend because
he's going to be somewhere fishing
while we're working. Brad Primo, CEO of Lead Slingers. How you doing, brother? Am I right? Are you fishing?
No, actually, today, this weekend, I'm actually taking my... Yeah, I'm going on a trip with my wife for her birthday.
Okay, all right. Then I thought you were going fishing.
I tried. I tried to make it a fishing trip. She wouldn't go for it, so...
Yeah, you know.
because I can, honey, I'll be back in a little bit. And as you're leaving at 4 o'clock in the morning with a cooler and waders heading out to the creek, I get it, man. I get it. You know, you come strolling back in at 3 in the afternoon. You're all happy because you got a whole stringer and she's wondering how come you didn't go out, you know, shopping and picking apples and having lunch with her, dude. I get it. Anybody who's married,
he's going to go fishing. He can't go on the round table with us today.
What I'm talking about is Brad, and this is what I love about Brad. He sent me a text message yesterday, and he says, hey, I just want to give you a good heads up that I'm not going to be able to be in the round table with you, and I don't want you to. And he said, even though I'm not replaceable, I wanted to give you an opportunity to replace me. So here I'm going to tell you on live radio that we are not going to replace you. You are irreplaceable, and we're going to leave it with the other two individuals. So I'll just tell you that now, you know, so there you go. Brad Primo from Lenslinger's Whiskey CEO. And in fact, on the Sunday Monster Cast show, this is the Crossbreed Holster Studios, and this is the Lenslinger's Whiskey microphone. And we love that. Brad, I don't know if you had a chance to listen to some of the conversation with Steven in the previous half hour. I won't hold it against you if you didn't. I understand everybody's busy.
Yeah, no, I've been working today, so I didn't get a chance to listen today.
I'm interested in your thoughts on some of the same topics that we talked about before, particularly because you're very outspoken in the roundtable about these issues. And I'm sure you're probably very angry like I am in a big way about these breaking stories with Jack Dorsey and Facebook Zuckerberg literally censoring the story on Hunter Biden and Joe Biden, obviously protecting the candidate. And then later today, it's out that some of the members of those companies are now working in a quote unquote Biden transition team. Now, they're not going to have a job in the administration because Biden's going to get his clock cleaned. But the fact of the matter is the tie in here is obvious to anybody that's got a brain. And I would love to get your opinion. As conservatives, we had to endure the Russia hoax for 3 solid years on these platforms. And they knew that it was fake. Yet they let those stories continue to run. Now they're out protecting Joe Biden and censoring these stories from the fourth largest paper in the country. What's your thoughts on that?
Well, I mean, my very first thought in all this is, you know, if you remember, like, Hillary was supposed to win. We weren't supposed to find out about any of this.
That's right.
And if she'd won, we would have never known, right? They would have swept under the rug and gone out, you know, business as usual. But that's not what happened. And clearly they decided to pivot. And their strategy became to gaslight the entire country for 3 years. They spent one lie after the other, one witch hunt after the other, to the point of pushing this country to probably, and you and I have talked offline, pushing this country as close to a civil war as we've been since the last civil war. That's how far they've been willing to take it to cover up their treasonous acts and to lie to all of us to make us think and to undermine a legally elected president, and actually tried to pull off a coup against him with their farcical impeachment process, accusing him of the exact same things that Joe Biden did, as a matter of fact. I'm having a hard time even wrapping my mind around all this, to be honest with you, because it's just one thing after another. And, you know, I got to think that getting big tech to basically cover for the Biden campaign has to be the Democrats pulling out all the stops, calling in every favor that they can possibly call in, because this is huge. And it's going to take down his campaign, I think.
You think it will take down the Biden campaign?
I think, you know what, like here's what I see going on. So I just waited in line an hour today to go vote.
Right.
And not all those voters are Democrats either. I think that if you look at the president, his energy, the energy of his rallies, it's building. It's not dwindling. It's not staying the same. It's building. And I think the Trump campaign is starting to peak at the right time.
Right.
And you put this stuff on top of Biden. I mean, the Biden campaign has had no response. They know they're in trouble in a lot of different ways. So I think this, you know, this is going to be big, and we'll see. But I think this could be, you know, that magic bullet we were hoping for.
I think there are going to be several that we're looking for that I think we're going to pop up at the same time. We're not done with October surprises on either side yet. Believe me, I don't even think the big ones. I don't know what they are yet, but I don't think we've seen the big ones yet. We've seen the left try to throw everything at them that they can, and they can't get anything to stick. You're correct. I was watching the Greenville, North Carolina rally today, and Trump was just on fire. you know, back in, he's hitting everywhere he needs to be. And I have the same gut feeling that I had, and I was right, almost to the exact electoral vote when I said Trump plus 300 electoral votes, and he won with 306 electoral votes. I have the same gut feeling today, maybe even stronger than I had then. And I'll give you an example of what I'm talking about. You know this. We've discussed it privately and on air. But when I look at a state like Michigan, there are 9 approved recall efforts against that tyrant, Half Whitmer. I mean, this is without a doubt the female version of Murphy, the female version of Cuomo and Newsom all rolled into one. And for some reason, trying to outdo all of those with these ridiculous lockdowns, that's done tremendous damage to her state. It, I mean, going as far as to telling families who have homes and many homes, many, many families in Michigan have homes up north, cottages and cabins up north. That's life in Michigan. I know I lived there when I was a kid. We used to visit people's cabins and cottages all the time, that you couldn't even go to your own second home. The economy's in shambles in Michigan as a direct result of her actions. And Biden wants to continue lockdowns. She is out there holding up her hands with Biden. I don't see Michigan in any way, shape, or form voting for more of that. Now, maybe I'm wrong, okay? But I just don't, I don't see that happening. I believe people are smarter than that. And I please tell, I mean, agree with me, disagree, whatever you want to do. Take us to the break.
Oh, especially in Michigan. I'm right there with you, and I think actually Whitmer is going to be a gift for Republicans, because I think that Senate race, that Senate seat may flip in Michigan. So, you know, even if, you know, even if we happen to lose one in Arizona, I think we neutralize that by flipping one in Michigan. You know, I think the important thing we got to remember, Mark, is like we have to finish strong. You know, the president and his people are out there doing their part. You look at the intensity they're campaigning with and their schedule and all that. They are putting the pedal to the metal as they need to. And we got to do our part and make sure we go out there and vote.
I don't see it. I don't see it breaking any other way. I don't believe Americans want this dark socialist vision for America. I don't think they're buying into it. And if you want more evidence of that, look at the way the Democrats just today, Brad, when we come back from the break, I want to talk with you a little bit about this. But the Democrats today uttering their disdain for the U.S. Constitution in the final days with ACB, the notorious ACB up there, just crushing them, running circles around them. And Dick Durbin actually talking about the Constitution from the perspective of Mayor Lori Lightfoot in Chicago, who says, hell no, she doesn't believe the Constitution is originalist in any way, shape, or form. I'll explain when we come back with Brad Primo.
The 25th Anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research. The classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance. The classics. Thompson. That's right, the Tommy Gun. The incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Carr Firearms. A family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convor Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but necked down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
Hey, Mark Walters here. You know, in today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone at any time. You already know that. When it's your time, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? That's the question. For your personal protection, consider Front Sight, one of the world's premier firearms training facilities located near Las Vegas, Nevada. Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza, has arranged for you and your family to train there too. Free,
of charge. Yes, it's true. Enter frontsight.com/mark into your computer browser to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course absolutely free of charge with no hidden surprises or catches. Enter frontsight.com/mark, M-A-R-K. After your first course at FrontSight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. Nobody does it better than FrontSight, but you must act before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/mark.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
It's well known that we live in a world where even good police officers can become targets for frivolous lawsuits. At X Insurance, we provide custom liability insurance for police officers to eliminate your exposure, to help prevent you from becoming a target, and to protect you from unscrupulous lawyers. And if lawsuits do arise, we aggressively fight them. We do this in part by encouraging our law enforcement clients to take the X Insurance See It, Say Something pledge. We're the very best at what we do, and we've been doing it for more than 40 years. We offer same-day quotes and solutions, so call us today or have your insurance agent call us, and we can work with them to fill any gaps in your existing insurance policy. But call today, and let's get that target off your back. At X Insurance, we believe in good police officers, and we believe in protecting good police officers. For more information, visit xinsurance.com. That's xinsurance.com.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believe in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes forging the bedrock of this republic and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Leadslinger's Whiskey was founded by seven combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Leadslinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadslingersWhiskey.com today.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by Defender Coffee. When you drink Defender Coffee, you're making a donation to a gun rights organization of your choice that protects and defends your freedoms. Welcome back to the show.
Welcome back indeed. That is Defender Coffee in my mug. I've got probably two bags left, I think. But, you know, we do the organic Liberty roast here in the house, as you know. But I've been saying for the last few days that Defender Coffee is just a facepalm, you know, no-brainer, because you do what you're going to drink coffee during the day if you love coffee like we do at the house, and I can donate to the Second Amendment Foundation, which is what I do, through my Defender Coffee. I don't have to do any work. I don't have to reach in my pocket. I don't have to pull any change out. I don't have to send any dollars. I'm drinking coffee, great coffee, better coffee than you get at the grocery store, and then they do the work for me and send the portion of the profits to the Second Amendment Foundation. That's a facepalm, in my estimation. It's just the way it is. So it's real easy to do. DefenderCoffee.com. The promo code is AAR. You get 15% off everything on the site. If you join the coffee club, you get the free shipping, so you don't have to worry about the 15%. And the profits go to whatever organization. I'm going to recommend you send it to the Second Amendment Foundation. But you get the idea. Of course, this is the GunBroker.com studios. Please visit GunBroker.com. It's a Car Arms Platinum microphone, like every other manufacturer out there. They're doing the best they can to keep up with the demand. It's tough to do. I was talking with Justin about that just a couple weeks ago. It's difficult, but they're doing everything they can. Leadslinger's Whiskey, Brad Primo, the CEO, is with me today. Leadslingerswhiskey.com. Go sign on the site. Enter in your zip code. Find a distributor near you for all their fine products. They're adding distributors like crazy all the time. MyPillow.com. Holidays are coming. Your pet needs a new bed. You need new towels. It ain't just pillows. Okay? MyPillow.com. The promo code is AAR. And, of course, GunBroker.com, no-brainer. Right now, they are just off the chain busy over there, because if you can't find it on your shelves, it's at GunBroker. I can promise you over 1.5 million auctions a day, many of them with the Buy Now button on it. And North American Arms, we're working to bring Sadie Sweat back. She's got all kinds of great stuff going on at North American Arms. And who else are we talking about here? We're going to be getting some new stuff from Pulse TV. I just did a couple spots today. We're going to get the approvals on those. They're going to be running some really cool products specifically for Armed American Radio listeners. And don't forget, all of this is being brought to you by X Insurance. None of it would be possible without X Insurance. Visit xinsurance.com to check on a real insurance policy from an AM Best Rated A carrier that can bridge gaps and build programs and policies for you. If you're law enforcement, civilian, business owner, makes no difference. Commercial trucking, commercial auto, extreme sports, cover your toys, ATVs, everything, because they're real. And I got double the coverage than I ever thought I had before when I didn't even have real coverage. I just had member benefits. So check it out, xinsurance.com. Brad Primo, welcome back, brother.
Thanks for having me.
Hey, I saw a new product you guys had out the other day. I saw it on Instagram. I saw the beer product out there that looked pretty cool. Is that near me yet?
We're working on it. So I'm actually speaking with, I can't say too much here, but I'm speaking with somebody that's actually in the Atlanta area that works for a national beer distributor. Okay. So
don't say anymore.
We'll be there.
Yeah, don't say anymore. I don't want anybody getting in any trouble. I don't want you busting anything out. Just visit LedSlingersWhiskey.com and check out all their products over there. They got a great website going on and great products. I can promise you that. All right, Brad, with the remaining time that we have left, do you want to put – let's go ahead and exclamation point the Facebook, Twitter thing, what we were talking about in the last segment. Go ahead and close that out for us. Give us your final thoughts, and let's move on to something else real fast.
It's practically criminal. You want to talk about election interference, it's right there. So maybe, you know, we need to push hard, and the final act shouldn't be the presidential election. Let's win midterms next time they come around, get control of both houses, and maybe talk about breaking up some of these monopolies, putting some regulation on it. That's how they're going to behave.
You know, that goes against every grain in my body as a conservative to say that. It really truly does. But these are different. This is different. This is a different situation. I can defend my position on that from anybody, from any attack all day long. You know, and I've said before, this is their ball. This is their field. We're playing in it. You'll hear Sean say on the show, and you've heard him say it, I believe, in the roundtable before, when he'll comment about how, you know, we have to come up with our own platforms. Well, that may be the case, but here's the problem. These institutions are now ingrained in life, much like electricity monopolies and gas company monopolies. And when Ma Bell was busted up, they had a monopoly. They were the only ones doing this. It's no longer possible to live life, and it's getting impossible, more and more impossible every day, to live life without these platforms. And because of that, it's going to be easy to justify some of the things that I think are going to come down the pike. And finally, Ted Cruz and Lindsey Graham are going to jump out in front of this and get these very bad people up in front of them with subpoenas. Let's get them under oath and let's find out why they're doing what they're doing. And then let's rewrite those 230 sections codes that eliminate their immunity and specifically tailor that rewritten to that type of platform. So as Stephen Gutowski was talking about in the previous hour, and it doesn't impact everything else. I think that can be done. And if anybody can do it, Ted Cruz and Graham will be all over that. We covered Michigan and that title. I think we're on the same page in those swing states. I just don't see Trump losing those middle class voters. They love him. That's who's packing these rallies, Brad.
Absolutely. No, the Republicans under Trump have become the party of the working man. And I think it's a great thing because Democrats have failed the middle class and working class people for the last, 30, 40 years?
Probably longer than that. And who else they have failed is the inner city minorities in just a terrible way. And I believe you're going to see a large break in that vote for Donald Trump this year, too. You're certainly going to see it with the Cuban Hispanic vote and the Puerto Rican Hispanic vote breaking for Trump larger than it ever has before. I think you're going to see the black vote in Florida. I'm talking about specifically Florida, not just Florida, but across the country, but particularly Florida, because that is a huge voting block down there. I think you're going to see a big break for that. That's why I think Florida goes Trump again, well over 4 percentage points. I could be wrong again on any of these. It's just a gut feel. If I'm wrong, well, you know, I'm not going to have to admit it. We'll know it, you know, after Election Day. If I'm wrong, we'll talk about that. But I see these things happening. And, you know, gun owners, us, we're out in droves. Let's go back to my comments on before I get off track here. Let's go back to what I was talking about in the previous segment. And that was Durbin talking to the notorious ACB as if he was somehow in some position to lecture this far superior intellect before him. And that had to bother him, that a woman was so much smarter than him, because he's the type of guy that would bother, you know? You could just see it. That's the way these cynics are. But nonetheless, she was far more superior intellectually than he was, and he was trying to lecture her. And he said he's from Chicago. They have terrible gun violence. He was blaming Indiana. And then he was talking about the Constitution and her views as an originalist, and how he said, I asked Mayor Lori Lightfoot, who responded, absolutely not am I an originalist in any way, shape, or form. That document had nothing to do with me, wasn't written for me as a gay, as a woman, as a black in America. That she was just spit out everything you've ever thought about the Democrats and their deep hatred for the Constitution. It was remarkable, Brad.
You know, what do you even say to that? You know, Dick Durbin is somebody who's on my list from way back. There were some Marines that were accused of some stuff. He called them murderers. They were exonerated. He never apologized.
Yeah.
He has no problem siding against American. I probably ought to leave it at that before I say something that'll get me in trouble on the radio.
Well, I'll tell you what, it's a good place to stop because the music is playing. Hey, we're going to miss you in the roundtable in just 3 days from today. But thank you so much for jumping in here today for fun conversation in Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. We love you and everything that you do for us and everything you've done for us as a veteran and putting it all out there on the line for us. Such a great addition to the Armed American Radio program. And I love it. Brad Primo, CEO, Lead Slinger's Whiskey. You can hear him on the Monster Cast every Sunday, except this one. Because he's going to be out with his wife, and that's a beautiful thing. You guys have a great time. But we're going to be in the round table, and who knows what that lineup is going to look like. So here's the way I'm going to leave it for you today. Hey, Durbin, if Indiana was the problem because the guns were coming from Indiana, Indiana would have the same problems you do, and they don't. Can you figure that one out? It's not hard.
Prescription for Freedom with Mark Walters, presented by X Insurance. X Insurance on the Armed American Radio Network.